I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Friday, the 9th of July, 2021. If you are in the chat, let me know that everything is coming along all sweet. We've had a busy week, so no live streams, but I managed. Me and my bear hunting beard that I've just realized I have managed to do a bit of a Friday Arvo stream. So, hey, Jim and Kevin and Davish, Matthew Moll, good to have you all there. What did you guys think of this week's Bad Batch, Episode 11, Devil's Deal? Devil's Deal. That's salacious. It sounds like an episode of Columbo or something. Jim Grote says, sound and video look to be working. Wow. Oh, my God. It's so hot here that I had to restart all my computer and everything because it just froze up. It's Thank you, Kevin, for the 100 little logo. Matthew Moll says, it's the Ryloth prequel we didn't know we needed. Yeah, I thought it was a great, bridge for the Clone Wars. It felt a lot like a Clone Wars episode. But then with, Hera Syndulla from Star Wars Rebels. So it was a great bridge between two beloved cartoon series. And it goes to show you when you've got someone leading the charge in all these different stories, the tie-ins can be very natural, flowing. I thought it was good. I know some people thought it was a little bit making the world smaller. I saw our friend Riley Silverman. She was chatting about that on Twitter, and that she didn't feel like it fitting like that. And neither did I. I think that Anakin building C-3PO and getting in a punch-up with Greedo, that makes the world smaller. But this, it fit really well. And I love seeing the progression of the Empire sort of stamp its mark on all these planets. I think that's fascinating. So the story was great, but then to have it tied into all these other Star Wars cartoons and stories. That's just the sugar. Matthew Moll says, the world between cartoon worlds. The cutting room floor says, it was disappointing. At no point did Satan show up and make a deal. I don't think anyone can argue that with you. Cutting room floor. Jim makes a good point here. If this is going very slowly, I hope it's flowing on your end of the stream. I really like today's episode, though. This is two out of the last three episodes where the Bad Batch basically cameoed in their own show. I reckon that's cool as well. That they've got 16 episodes, and they don't want to burn out the characters and do all these side quests. So to go off onto a side story adjacent to what the Bad Batch is going through, I think that's a good use of the extra episodes. But everyone thinks the cutting room floor is hilarious. And rightly so. and Matthew Moll is a fan of the Imperial propaganda. Demish says, is it me or is the stream really cutting out? It may not be you because my computer is really struggling to keep up. Am I back? Let's see. God, even the yeah. Let's see how we can testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Wait, I'll log out and log back in, and if it works, we can continue. All right, how are we looking? Am I back? Am I talking? Let us know. Let us know. It is like I am sweating. It is hot with these lights and stuff. It's I'm in California and it's at high heat, full temperature. Cutting room floor. Okay, we're happening again. So we're talking about Bad Batch, and visually it is just stunning. Oh, and I'm not like such a massive, like I don't really like super hang out or for, you know, for like Star Wars Rebels cameos and stuff, but like the way they used Hera and Chopper, I did leave the episode. Bigger fans of those characters. So there's that. Devish says slightly better. Damn it. Everyone else is far more positive, Devish, than you. And, yeah, visually it's like the long shots of these cities that they're going to, very, very good. So, and Omega and Hera chatting it up, getting all loud on the ship. It's good times. It's good use of the license. So... there is that. I will go to an article about perfect audio, says Roger. Jeez. There's the Star Wars where are we at? We're at StarWarsNewsNot.net. I'll get this up on the screen. They have got an article taken from an article on StarWars.com, but these guys do a good job of shuffling through the tid and bits to get us good stuff. So cover revealed for Star Wars Ronin, a Visions novel by Emma Miyoko, I think, Candon. And as you can see on the screen, I'll make this go full screen load up. You have got the cover of Ronin, a Visions novel, which if you were just listening to the audio version, this will be up on all the feeds today's episode to make up for a lack of podcast this week. You have got a Sith looking samurai, and it's sort of in a grayscale with a red tinge about it, and there is some sort of AT-AT reimagined in the background. So that is super sick. I'll just get rid of this off the screen, and I'll give you, of course, if you missed it, I did a reaction to the Visions little sneak peek that's up on Steel Wars YouTube / Steel Wars, all that good stuff. And oh man, it looks super, super fun. And it appears that it's not going to be canon. Although that did... Does everyone think that was Boba Fett or just a Mandalorian? I know I feel like I'm going slow now on the video. But do you think that was Boba Fett in the preview? Devish says, sorry, I'm going to be that guy, but it's cutting out hard again. Nasty again. Oh, my God, Roger. All right. Well, I think maybe my computer is too hot. Oh, James is keeping the conversation going, far more positive. And he says that was definitely Boba, I think. Because if it's not canon, right, I would just prefer it just to be all new characters in a reimagined Star Wars universe. But, you know, maybe there's a Boba Fett in a different existence. Because I'm not... Matthew says, blame USB 3.0. I'm not doing that today. It is just hot computer day. Okay, the Cutting Room 4 says, it is Boba Fett. He's going to be in the rock opera episode. But anyway, with it not being canon, take advantage. Go crazy. Like that story that they're sizzling about the Sith twins. Woof. Love it. Just like, let's experience Star Wars purely for Star Wars adventure's sake and not for like connections. And that's why I was always hanging out for that Rian Johnson trilogy, that it was meant to be taking place somewhere else in another part of the galaxy or the timeline. But let's give the sizzle on Ronan. A mysterious former Sith wanders the galaxy in this stunning Star Wars tale, an original novel inspired by the world of the Jewel from the Star Wars Visions animated anthology. The Jedi are the loyal servants of the Empire. That's interesting. So this is like a stylized version almost of a Star Wars what if. Not so, like, the whole vision is shaken up, but then the entire galaxy, it's not just characters. Like, that's very fascinating. Just to completely clean slate and go at it there. So, yeah, the Jedi are the most loyal servants of the Empire. Two decades ago, Jedi clients questioned service to feuding lords. Sickened by this endless cycle, a sect of Jedi rebelled, seeking to control their own destiny and claim power in service of no master. They called themselves Sith. Let's get rid of this pop-up. Far on the edge of the outer rim, one former Sith wanders, accompanied by only a faithful droid and the ghost of a less civilized age. He carries a lightsaber but claims lineage to no Jedi clan and pledges allegiance to no lord. Little is known about him, including his name, for he never speaks of his past nor his regrets. His history is as guarded as the red blade of destruction he carries sheathed at his side. As the galaxy's perpetual cycle of violence continues to interrupt his self-imposed exile, and he is forced to duel an enigmatic bandit claiming the title of Sith, it becomes clear that no amount of wandering will ever let him outpace the specters of his former life. Woo! Book sounds good. Hey. I'm going to be the first to say about this book, about the cartoon. This would be a good cartoon. This book sounds like a good cartoon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come on. John Bishop chimes in, walking the galaxy just like Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction. Is that his surname, Winfield? God, that's a good film. So that is Ronan. Then let's check out some Hasbro toy releases. I will pull up Yak Face. I got emailed all this stuff, but it's just as easy to Yak Face will have them all tweeted out on Twitter. Where is the one I want to show first? Here we go. Look at this. Hasbro revealed 6-inch Black Series Trapper Wolf, a Hasbro PulseCon exclusive from The Mandalorian. And you have got yourself a Dave Filoni X-Wing pilot figure. Look at that. Removable helmet with these little Wolfpack logos on the top, it looks like. He's standing there all happy, hatless, on the side of the box, Black Series style. And that's pretty sick. I am, someone's asked if it is a good use of the license. It is not one that, it doesn't attract me, but I think that's a pretty cool deal. It released a few for this HasbroPulse.com. This is pretty sick. Emperor's Throne Room. And so that is a, is it vintage collection? Yeah, okay. So it's 3 3/4 inch, an emperor on throne with the portal backdrop. Oh, with the Return of the Jedi, the Endor battle taking place in the background. So that looks pretty sick. And then he's got his little electrocutions, little walking stick. The box is particularly rad with... Darth and Luke fighting, facing off in the foreground. And then this one was a pleasant surprise. Devish asks, how many of those do you think Filoni will buy? I reckon they might send him a case, just quietly. But I would not shame him for buying as many as he could find. If he had a Star Wars figure. Cantina Showdown. This is pretty sick. Is this Black Series? Yes, it's Black Series size, so 6-inch size. And it's a reproduction of the old Power of the Force 2 Cantina Showdown 3-pack, which was pretty exciting when it came out. I don't think I really, in the end, enjoyed the 3-packs that they put out with the background. I don't know. I just, too many duplicate figures. But this is an awesome homage to it in the upsize scale. And the cool thing about it is this one is coming with a plastic cantina backdrop, like a bar. And then you'll be able to buy other pieces, it seems, and make a little curved cantina set. Oh, you can do the whole U. That is sick. Additional playset required, sold separately. James Waterman does have actually a good idea. They should make a ripped Dave Filoni Power of the Force version, Power of the Force 2 version, just to gatekeep you there. Cutting Room 4 says, I'm not a toy guy, but I love that Emperor's Throne Room. Yeah, it's pretty sick. I actually used to have a Figure Arts, SH Figure Arts version in the 6-inch, and they had the like that back thing with the battle and then the platform, then the actual stairs that you could set up Luke and Darth fighting. And I used to always have Luke set up on the stairs taking off Darth Vader's mask. And John Bishop says with IG series heads as tops. Yeah. I'll bring this back up. In the cantina, they used these the same thing that they end up using for IG-88 in the actual cantina, little drink dispenser thing. And then for Empire, it wasn't that the cantina used the IG-88. The IG-88 used the cantina, little mixer thing. Does Ponda Barber's arm come off? I am not sure. I think it does. It does. It actually comes with, you can change his hands. Ponda Barber includes flipper hands, so you can change them out. Those flipper hands gross me out, man. Kevin says, how about that new clone trooper figure that looks like Hauser but is not named Hauser? Yeah, I just heard about that, that they changed Hauser's name. I thought Hauser was a cool new clone. Because I'm not clonified, I have a hard time telling the clones apart and remembering which one's which. And I was like, do we know this clone already? Because he's cool. I like this one. So Hauser, I'm into it. Devish says, was that Lego Mark Hamill hand thing real? No, it wasn't. I'll show you that, though, on the old Twitter feed. Where is it? Wait there. There was this Lego thing that Mark Hamill retweeted. Where you at? Oh, here it is. And it's Luke's hand after it was cut off by Darth Vader, who is also Luke's dad. Ultimate Collector Series. And it's a mock-up of one of those super high-end, arty Lego sets in the black boxes. When your Lego comes in an all-black box, you know you're coughing up some sweet dough. And sadly, that is not an official item yet. Not if Mark Hamill's got anything to say about it. All righty. I reckon that that can do it for this very hot day. I feel like it may be
long enough
for the pod. I feel like we've tested our luck a little bit too hard. So we'll leave it there. And I saw Corey during the week, and he's doing super good. So he, I'm sure, would want to say hey to everyone, but he's also super busy doing some stuff. So we'll catch up with him soon. But have a great weekend if you are able. I know some people are on lockdown in Australia and stuff, but stay up, get good value for money out of your Disney Plus subscription, and may that force be with you. Oh, algorithm and all that. You know, comment, like, subscribe, you know, that business. How they not give Filoni a hat? It just disrespects the Filoni law not to give him a hat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.